Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 meteorologist Brittany Bell.
Anna, Elsa, and the Secret River. One night, Elsa and Anna's mother sang them a lullaby about a secret white river flowing with answers to the past. Anna pretended to sleep. Elsa had just closed her eyes and drifted off when Anna shook her awake. "Let's go find the White River." "Let it go," said Elsa. "It's time to sleep." "But I have a million questions," said Anna, "and the White River could have all the answers." "And don't you wonder why you have magic?" At that, Elsa sat up. "Let's go." It didn't take them long to slip out of the castle and into the forest. "How will we find the White River?" asked Anna. "We've got to use our eyes," said Elsa. "Look," shouted Anna, "I think I see it." The sisters ran toward a gleaming reflection, but it was only a stream. "Now what?" asked Anna. "A stream can lead to a river," said Elsa, but the stream only led to a pond. "Maybe if we listen, we'll find the White River," said Elsa. Anna heard the sound of rushing water. They raced to meet the river, but all they found was a boulder with wind rushing through it. "If we could only smell the White River," said Anna. "What would it smell like?" asked Elsa. "Answers," said Anna. "And reindeer?" "This is ridiculous," said Elsa. The sisters had used their eyes, their ears, and their noses. They still hadn't found the White River, but they kept trying. "I can't see a thing," said Anna. "Try looking out the other end," said Elsa. As the hours passed, Anna and Elsa grew tired. They continued to explore. Elsa found an old shield glinting in the moonlight. "I thought we were close," said Anna. They felt like giving up. Suddenly, the wind lifted Anna. Its power took the girls by surprise. Something caught Anna's eye. The wind gently returned Anna to the ground. The sisters raced toward the White River. But it was only an ice mountain, glittering in the breaking dawn. "It's almost morning," said Elsa. "But we didn't find the White River," said Anna. "Now what do we do?" "Sleep," said Elsa. Suddenly, the girls were snug again in their bed. In the morning, Anna shook Elsa awake. "Let's go find the White River." "It's only a lullaby," said Elsa. But then, she wondered if their adventure had all been a dream.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.